afternoon. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. With me here, you're listening to La Bonne Heure from 1 to 2 p.m. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelled a little bit differently, and I will be your host for the next hour. We have some exciting things coming today. Quite a few new songs, as well as an interview with a local band whose name I won't reveal until a little bit later on. But here is Chilly Morning by Timmies and by 1995. That was Daphne Blue by the band Camino. And up next, I'm going to play a couple songs by the very soon up next interview band. I'm not going to give their name away yet, but I will give you a clue. Their name is the name of a BC city spelt backwards. Here is a song from their demo called New Home. Thank you.
Is this music? I can't get enough of that sweet music. Hey, how about we get some music? Oh, there is music playing? That's great. I love music. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to let him listen to music because music seemed pretty fine to listen to.
Want some more of that sweet, sweet music? Listen to Dialectic with Dan and Chase, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my favorite part coming. The song's over? I know.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
So those last two songs were New Home and Paper Dream by Omianen. And up next, I have a little interview for you that I was able to conduct with the band. They were very nice people. It was very nice to meet them. And I would recommend that people go out and listen to a show and go and watch them wherever they're performing. Here is the interview. It's really nice to meet you all, and thanks for coming out for an interview. Before we get started, just getting to know the band a little bit better, could you just say the name of your band, and then maybe each of your names, as well as your role in the band?
Hello. The band name is called Omianen, and my name is Sarah Kim, and I sing in the band.
My name is Nico, and I play bass.
Hello, my name is Jesus, and I'm the drummer.
My name is Thomas, and I play guitar.
And so the name Omianen, where did that come from, and how did you guys come up with that?
I think Thomas needs to answer this.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we had a long messenger chat about what the band name should be, and it was so long that it was too long. And eventually we decided to try. I think I mentioned spelling. We all lived around Nanaimo Street around that time, except for Jesus. And I don't know, we just spelled it backwards, and it was like, it sounded interesting. So that it's as simple as that.
Omianen backwards.
Nanaimo backwards, yeah.
That's actually a really interesting, like, backstory to a band name. And it's nice that it's all because you're in the kind of same neighborhood. And along those same lines, how did you all meet and how did you form this band?
Well, we all met at Capilano University. All of us studied the jazz studies program there. And basically, we just started to play music since we were students. And actually, Sarah, Nico, and I played together while we were students with a different guitar player. And then we part ways after studying, and then we started communicating again. I think Sarah contacted me, and then we thought, oh, maybe we should play again. And then I thought, yeah, let's talk to Nico, and then who else could play guitar? Do we want a guitar player? Yeah, maybe. And I thought, oh, Thomas. I played with him before, and then that's how it happened, basically.
So you all kind of united through university and then re-found each other and reconnected after a few years. That's lovely. And so you mentioned the jazz program. When thinking about your music and thinking about your music style, music genre, would you say that jazz is the genre that your music falls under?
Well, one thing that I like about this band is that it's maybe because we all have the exact same education, it always tends to kind of follow jazz forms. I mean, I haven't really composed much for this group yet, but everyone else does the composing, and it always follows that like a jazz kind of formula, but it's usually more heavily influenced by other styles. So basically, like pop and rock, and you know, Latin styles things, but being contained and you know performed under the same formula that jazz normally is.
Especially improvisation, I would say, and free jazz. And these guys love to improvise freely. I find that jazz, the huge part of jazz is improvising. And I think I could say that our group always involves improvisation.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you improvise more when you're performing or when you're recording things?
Yeah, both. Like, if you listen to any of our recordings, like, there's going to be solo sections that is all improvised. And also, whenever we perform, we could play the same song in three different shows. They're going to be different every single time. Like, we might follow, like, a map, and it's going to sound similar, but there's always going to be different things happening. Always. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So whenever we rehearse for a show, we have this plan ahead, and then when we actually perform, it just goes like somewhere else, and then it's so new every time. And and I think it's lovely to have that freedom to go to different places, and we have expectation, and it doesn't always go to what we expected, so it always surprises me but excites me at the same time.
So even when you go in to record a song, you don't have a specific pattern that you're trying to follow or melody. Even when you're recording, there is a lot of improvisation as well.
We do have melodies that we will, you know, there are important melodies that are parts of the songs. Usually what is improvised actually is what is around the melody, mm-hmm. and that changes every time. And obviously improvised sections, which we try and include all the time. Our recordings so far have been exactly what we do live, so there isn't very much of a difference. It's very kind of record a live performance and hope for the best.
Tying together live performances as well as jazz, I noticed that you played at the Jazz Festival a while ago. How was that experience, and what do you think you learned from not only playing at a jazz festival, but playing with other jazz musicians?
Basically, playing with the jazz festival is kind of like the, you know, kind of being accepted into like this ring of success, you know, for lack of a better word, of experimental avant-garde music, basically. And it's pretty cool to have like a platform, you know, in downtown, you know, Granville Island in the middle of the day, where everyone's having their lunch break, to play like pretty out there compositions that are, you know, tons of weird sections that are not necessarily conventional or what like a lot of people have heard before. So it's like, I think it's really special to get like the chance to have like a two set bill, just us, for, you know, a very large crowd that we probably wouldn't, you know, it takes a lot to get to that kind of an audience normally with that style. So it's cool that the coastal jazz and stuff can just be like, hey, we have the means to just put that in the public eye in a cool way.
That's great. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Another live performance that I noticed that you've done was with So Far. Would any of you like to tell us a little bit about what So Far is and what they try to do with their concerts and how you also got involved with that?
So So Far is pretty popular worldwide, I believe. So there's like So Far Vancouver, and then So Far San Francisco, So Far Seoul, So Far London. So I knew about the organization. It's a nonprofit organization where they host music events in the community. So I think we got the gig through artist submission. Mm-hmm. Right. And before we actually got it, like I actually had a chance to go to one of the shows. So you apply to it. And then I think nowadays it's a little different. They have more shows. But before they had like one show per month, one or two shows per month. So there was a lot of competition. And then luckily I got in. And then it's a very chill environment. I was at somebody's backyard. It was like one summer day, and it was just a wonderful experience just to relax and listen to new music. And they get local artists and sometimes people coming from like US for Vancouver once. And it's a really cool experience and cool organization.
And people go in not really knowing who they're going to be listening to.
Yeah.
So did you get any surprised reactions from the audience? Any good feedback?
In general, yeah. Like we were able to see like how the audience reacted to our music, and they seemed pretty happy. And so that made us very happy as well and motivated us to keep going. And so it's great to know that we can go outside of the creative or jazz scene of Vancouver, because we have basically played always like in those venues where people who like the creative music, and having the chance to play at So Far, and like I said, and seeing all these people who are probably not used to that type of music like react positively, like it was really great. It was really good to know.
And you also have a band camp where you have some of your recorded music as well, some originals. You also have an EP on there with three tracks on that, one of which is a Latin track that yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
name is Latin.
So some confused looks.
Not Latin grooves.
We're
just jazz schoolers. When you say Latin, that's the like default.
Latin language.
Brazilian music. Yeah,
a Latin language track as well. From what I understood, it's a prose.
It's a hymn.
Yeah, it's a hymn. Mm-hmm. What made you want to take that and turn it into your own original idea?
Maybe I'll start this by talking about YouTube, and it's a place where I take in a lot of art and music, and on there you can a lot of people upload their favorite music, and they show the scores to that music as well. So you can watch the music notation go by as you listen to a piece. And I was doing that, and I came across this Oliver Messiaen piece called O Sacrum Convivium. And it was like incredibly beautiful. And I didn't understand why, because it was a little weird sounding to me. It wasn't like normal harmony. And it was just, I don't know, I just got the crazy idea of transcribing it and trying to play it between us. And so that's what happened. We worked on it a lot, trying to make it work.
Hours.
And I feel like it worked, and hopefully we can do more stuff like that eventually. But it was just an experiment trying to take choral music and make it instrumental.
I thought it sounded very cool. Very, very beautiful track. To get to know you guys a little better, I was wondering if you had the chance to perform anywhere around the world, in any city or in any venue, any location. Do any of you have a specific place that you would love to be able to perform?
That's a good question.
Really good question. Take your time. Everybody take your time. Speechless. No. Think about it. It's one of those.
I think the style of music that we're going for would be really well received in a place like the Netherlands and stuff like that, because they're having played music there like a little bit and seen how their support, they're very open to modern styles and you know have a real big funding for it, so it'd be cool to kind of see how this stuff would be received in a cool venue like they have over there.
Yeah. I mean, I have a friend who lives in Prague, and he always talks about how our music could be really like going well in that area and like in Germany and stuff. So one day hopefully we'll hit Europe and just explore over there. Yeah.
It would be nice to, if we were to travel and play, in a place where people would like it, but also that we wouldn't have to drive 10 hours to the next place.
The next question is, if you could play with anyone in the world, whether it be another musician, a singer, a band, just anyone that you draw inspiration from.
I will start by not answering the question very well. I feel like we probably all have favorite artists that we enjoy playing with, and but also what we do when we're together is maybe not connected to that directly, and maybe it is too, but I don't know how I would answer that question, because I don't know what my influence is and who I would love to play with, how they would affect this style of music. So it would be very interesting if we could all bring our favorite like artists together with us, and then we make some kind of crazy music. Yeah. It would be very cool. But I don't know who I would say.
I mean, we have discussed in the past, like, you know, maybe getting like some of our friends who are instrumentalists to contribute, maybe even just for like a live show or something like that, you know? So I would say, yeah, just maybe it'd be cool to kind of collaborate as well with other people that we know in the scene who are, you know, kind of into the same stuff we are. It's pretty fortunate to live in a city where there's like a lot of really, really talented players and musicians, and it's pretty fortunate. So I would answer that.
My next question actually was going to be about living in Vancouver and how you think that has impacted your access to the music scene. Do you think that you have as much of an access to, for example, a jazz scene here in Vancouver as you would if you were living maybe somewhere else in Canada or somewhere else in the world?
Well, I cannot say much about living like in a different city of like in Canada, but I'm pretty sure that if we go to Mexico, they would love, I think, like this style, because they are very open to international bands. They have always enjoyed like musicians who go a little bit outside of the box, and that's how I discovered like jazz or avant-garde music or even prog rock, like thanks to my dad. Like, he's the one who showed me like progressive rock bands. I don't like King Crimson, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Brand X, like that's a fusion jazz band, and yeah, like they are very open in Mexico. I think it will be great over there.
Right. I mean, I haven't been to other places, especially in Canada. I've only been to Montreal, but a lot of our friends, I hope that everybody agrees on this, but they are moving to Montreal, and obviously it's a different scene. It's a very different city and whatnot, and Vancouver is pretty small, I would say. But like how Nico said, there are so many great artists and musicians playing and living here, and so it's a really good place to definitely get inspired by so many other artists. But I think it would be a good place that you like as a base, and then I think it's a good place to kind of start and then to explore your music and your style, and because Canada is so big, I think it's always amazing how you can just move around and then always come back to this nest.
Another one of those thought-based questions, a question that's often asked is, what is your favorite song, maybe that you've written, or even just in general from other musicians or other singers as well? But what would you say your favorite lyric is?
I mean, for me, as a bass player, I've really fallen in love with the Bach cello suites. I would say if there was, had to be like one thing that I had to listen to for the rest of my life and, you know, it would maybe be okay with, it'd be that. I just love that kind of suite of music, whatever key it is in, maybe one of them. But I've just used that in a lot of ways as my study for playing music and as a whole. So it's very intimate, but also I still am not tired of it. So I think that's a good sign of something that really kind of resonates a lot with me.
I think that for me, like some of the Pink Floyd songs have inspired me the most. And I think like my favorite one would be Mother from the album of The Wall. And it has such like deep lyrics about this like man talking about how his mother treated him and overprotected him and how he wants to spread his wings and get out there. But just the way that they wrote it and combining it with the music, with the guitar, drums, everything, it's just beautiful. I just love Mother, yeah.
Okay, I'll try. So because I'm also playing in another band, which is which interprets Korean folk songs and Korean vocal traditional music through jazz, I've been listening to a lot of Korean folk songs, and I probably love the lyrics because I could understand them, but there are some really difficult words like old Koreans that we don't use anymore, and I've gotten to learn more about the history and stuff. But I think the reason why I love it so much is the lyrics are really sad, and it's about missing someone, longing for someone who is not there anymore. But then when they actually perform it or execute the lyrics, there's always this irony where, like, yeah, it's somebody passed away and it's really sad, but then there's still like hope. And there's a saying in Korean that dead ones are dead, but the living ones are living. So you have to move on. And I just love that irony where the lyrics are still like really, really sad and it just makes you want to cry. But when you interpret it and when you express it, it's very bright. And so those were kind of my favorite ones. So recently anyways, yeah.
That is very beautiful. All right, so the last question that I have for you all is just in terms of your band and maybe your individual music careers. Where do you think you plan on going in the future? Are there any songs that we can expect coming out soon? Any performances that we should be looking out for?
Right now, we're just working on recording a full album, basically. And so, yeah, working on the songs that we want to include on it. And basically, yeah, that's the first step. Once we have the album, like, let's see where that takes us, basically, yeah.
Do you have any ideas for an album name yet, or is that also still in the works?
I mean, it took us forever to pick a band name, so if we were to pick a album name, it would take us like years. Yeah. But hopefully it'll take us a shorter time.
Yeah. Well, we're on 8th Avenue, maybe it could be like Eva 8. All right, well, that's it for me. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for chatting with me as well. I'm excited to see what the future holds, and I'm looking forward to the album as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That last song was the Latin language song that we were talking about during the interview with Omianen. It's called O Sancrum Convivium, and it is a hymn that they did change a little bit and put in their own style as well. Some beautiful music from the band, but also, as I mentioned, very nice people to chat to, so it was lovely to get a chance to meet with them and talk to them about their musics and and also about themselves as well. Continuing on, maintenant on a une chanson d'Étienne Drapeau qui s'appelle La vie est faite pour s'aimer. La voilà.
La vie est un long voyage qui serait triste d'y naviguer si t'abandonnes à la moindre marée. N'aie pas peur des naufrages, c'est beau d'être faible que de pleurer parfois. Vaut mieux jeter l'ancre qu'avancer, mais faut savoir continuer. La vie est faite pour s'aimer, la vie est faite pour s'aimer. La vie est un rosier que le vent incline à son gré, mais qui revient toujours sur ses pieds. N'aie pas peur d'être blessé, c'est beau d'être faible que de protéger son cœur des douleurs du passé. Mais faut savoir continuer. La vie est faite pour s'aimer. La vie est faite pour s'aimer. La vie est faite pour s'aimer.
The Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival presents a climbing show featuring local climbers Kim and Graham McGrenery, who will talk about their adventures in Armenia, along with films from around the globe. The VIMFF will also present a ski program with local producer Ruben Krabbe, who will show his mind-blowing ski photographs and his short film Nebula. February 25th and 27th at 7:30, Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. Tickets at www.vimff.org.
come from the something else. Somewhere out there in the galaxy, up among the stars or in the depths of the seas, we're the only songs the sound of the universe expanding endlessly into eternity. We're already in a We're always in the heavens. We're already in heaven. And what if I said I don't pray? Would you think of me a Rabelaisian case, or just a man thinking at night with a modicum of insight? Honestly, it's all you need to see right to all believe. To glean the wheat and realize the chaff was never real, and all the stories are the same, love and oneness at the center. Nothing changes other than the names. Yes, we're already in the air. We were always in the heavens. We were already in heaven. I could not help myself but that vineyard produced only wine to feed the ego's greed. And in the end, all that I found was already written down for me in Ecclesiastes. Everything is me. Neither rhyme nor reason to the order of the mess. Yet that sparkle in your eyes, it's like the birthing of suicide. Quite simply must confess, we're already in the heavens. We were always in the heavens. We're already in heaven.
Such a beautiful song from Foy Vance. Called We're Already in Heaven. I think that's a very, very pretty song and a very pretty name as well. Up next, we have La Semaine des 4 Juillet, Deux, Trois Accords. Des Trois Accords.
Oh chérie, je te fais envoyer des fleurs. Tu ne sois jamais au bon moment. Soit que tu n'as pas entendu le lit. Dans l'appartement.
une très heureuse chanson des de les trois accords. Des trois accords ou de les trois accords, je suis pas sûre, mais c'est une très bonne chanson et une chanson très heureuse pour vous soutenir pendant la journée. Maintenant, on a une dernière chanson qui est de Olivia O'Brien et c'est une chanson qui s'appelle Almost in Love. C'est de son nouveau album et je pense qu'elle va venir à Vancouver dans les prochains quelques mois. Donc, si vous aimez sa musique, regardez ça. But that's all from me for today. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening. J'espère que vous passez une bonne fin de semaine et une bonne journée aussi. Merci d'être venu et merci d'avoir écouté. Voici Almost in Love by Olivia O'Brien. See you next week. Wanted me like you wanted her, the wrong time. She met you first, been one too many times, but I never learned. See you doing good, that makes me smile. Even though I haven't seen your face in a while, I'm still in Hollywood, just a couple miles. I wish you'd stop by, but we know it's not your style. And when you said that we should keep in touch, really wanna see you, but it hurts too much. Almost. Wish you would, been too long, don't know what to think. I got you on my arm, but you there in ink. I see you doing good, that makes me smile. Even though I haven't seen your face in a while, I'm still in Hollywood, just a couple miles. I wish you'd stop by, but we know it's not your style.
And the way you said that we should keep in touch, really wanna see you, but it hurts too much. Keep in touch, I really wanna see you, but it hurt too much. Almost in love.